Welcome to Workshop Wednesdays with Tony Gambone, where you will learn how to build your business and take it to the next level. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
All right, welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and it is another Wednesday here in April. It's April 15th. I know, it's a cringing moment. If you haven't done your taxes, today's the day they say you're supposed to be done. Fortunate for me, I got that done already. I'm excited about that. I wasn't very excited about the results when I did the taxes, but I'm excited now that it's been done. So, you know, every year, I would imagine, most of us go through the same thing with April 15th. But you can be like me. One of the things that I've done to reduce the stress is hired someone to take care of it. And all I know is they require me to have so much stuff. I give it to them. They take care of it. I beat the deadline. Everybody's happy. If I get some money back, I'm super excited. If I don't have to pay any money in, I'm super excited. Well, not as super, but just excited. And if it doesn't go the way I planned, I know I have someone that I can sit down and say, what do we need to do to change it? So if you are that person this day that is struggling, freaking out, still worried about getting it done, look at it a different way, folks. You're making it complicated. If you're not an accountant, maybe that's not the job for you. If you're in business for yourself, maybe it's your responsibility to hire someone that can take care of it for you. After all, we are all good at what we do. We just have to be better at letting other experts help us. That could be the challenge, right? Okay, so I just wanted to recognize that piece of the puzzle because it's really important that we understand we cannot go it alone. And if you're not convinced of that, call me next year and let me know how you're making out with that concept. Because for me, going on 7 years on the radio and 7 years of reinventing myself to a new type of business, I'm still going. I passed the 3-year mark, the 4-year mark, the 5-year mark. I'm in the 7-year mark. Now, am I making what I want to be making? No. Do I need to make more? Absolutely. Am I on the right track? I pray every day. And if I get there sooner than later, am I prepared? Yes. So all I have to do every day is stay disciplined. There's that word, folks, disciplined. And being disciplined is the thing that we struggle with all the time. I had a discussion this morning about being disciplined. One of the hardest things to do is keep ourselves disciplined. What comes in play when you're trying to stay disciplined is what it is that you need to do every day to get it done. So, you know, one of the things that I speak about all the time is that word gamble. 20 years in the casino industry, from the bottom to the top, I rose in that organization, a couple different organizations. And the one thing I learned is never forget about the guy at the bottom because he's the reason you have a spot at the top. So what if you're a business owner? Don't forget about your clients or your employees because without them, they don't need you or there's no need for you. So it's hard, right? I speak off that word gamble for a reason. It keeps me in the spot I need to be. Okay, it reminds me about growth. It reminds me about being accountable. It reminds me about how I market myself by actions and words, about how I have to keep shifting my beliefs a little bit to be able to leverage enjoyment in my life. So, yeah, it stands for growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, and enjoyment. But where does the word discipline fall in there? Okay. Well, it falls in just about every word of it because you have to discipline yourself to grow. How do you grow? For me, I like to read. I like to read, learn, and watch video and learn, listen to webinars, teleseries, radio interviews, podcasts. The more I can learn, the better I can be. Okay, I really believe that. And the day I stop believing is the day I'm going to not succeed in not only my business, but in my life. Being accountable is the biggest part of discipline. Okay, being accountable to discipline yourself every day is hard. You can figure out what you have to do, but doing it is harder. And then being disciplined enough to market yourself properly when you are out there every day doing what you do, saying what you say. Is it all adding up and matching up to be the same? Because if it's not, you're losing credibility, and without credibility, there's no opportunity of sales. So the next thing I want to talk to you about is your beliefs. And if you're not willing to shift your beliefs, throw the word discipline out the window. Just throw it out. Because if you're not willing to change, you're not willing to do anything. And if you don't shift your beliefs a little bit, I'm not telling you to stop and take a drastic halt on things and throw everything you're doing out the window and start over. I'm just saying, how about making a little bit of shift at a time so that you can kind of get yourself to another spot and it'll improve you. And the next word I talk about is leverage. With leverage, that actually is the word of the month for the month of April, is how you are leveraging what you're doing or what you've done in the first quarter of the year to continue into the second quarter, good, bad, or otherwise. What are you doing with that? How are you leveraging what you've done right and wrong to do better in the next quarter? Some of you might be saying, I don't know, I didn't even check that out. Well, that's understandable. We're busy, but it's not acceptable. There's where discipline comes in. You need to know what you need to do every month, every week, every day at a certain time to make sure that you can get to where you're trying to go to. If not, what happens is you never know where you're at. And I don't know about you, I kind of compare that to jumping out the airplane to skydive but forgetting to put the parachute on. Okay? You're not prepared. What's going to happen? You're not going to make it. So if you're wanting to make it in life, you need to know what you're doing in life. And if you know what you're doing in life, you can discipline yourself to keep on track. You can leverage that into the next level in your business and in your life. I think that everyday life is business. Okay? Because you reap what you sow. What you put into your business, what you put into your life, what you put into your family, what you put into raising your children determines the prize at the end, if you want to call it that. I mean, you know, we get these 30-second things that happen in our lives, and we're willing to start all over again and go through the sludge that we have to swim through every day. But do you stop and recognize that those 30-second things are the best things in your life, and if you're trying to get a whole hour's worth, you're wasting your time? Have you ever stopped and thought about that? I know for me it's not easy, and I know for you it can't be easy either. Life's complicated. And I know it's complicated because we are part of the complication. We try to control everything. We try to force it to work. We try to do whatever we have to do to make it happen. And what happens for us is nothing. So it's really important that you sit down with a piece of paper and look back at last quarter. January, February, March. How did it go? What were your successes? What were your failures? What do you think caused the failures? I'll give you, for instance, for me, I had a really good start, good end of the year, actually. And then when I got into February, I had a slowdown. And what I recognized was I wasn't staying disciplined on the activity that I was supposed to do every day. So what result was I lost out on some business that I should have made in that month of February. Now, March, I pulled it back in and I started to do it again, but it wasn't the same movement, motivation, because I had to start again. You know, I've talked about this before. If you can take time to build a guardrail on your highway, it'll keep you from veering off into a field. I learned that from Andy Stanley in a Bible study about staying on your course. So it's hard, you know. And you get into this field and you're driving around and you don't know where you're at and you got to get back on the highway and convince yourself to get started again. Well, I don't know about you, but that takes a whole bunch of effort. And if you're like everyone else in the world, busy, motivated to stare at their phone and jack around with social media, where, you know, we can create the most distractions to get done nothing in our regular world, for me, guardrails are important. Because every time you got to get back on the highway to get going again, you got to fill up the tank with gas. And I don't know about you, but once you fill up the car with gas and you get moving again, you got to start the whole process. So you're losing a piece of it every time. So it's kind of like when I was a kid, my father told me that when your car got to a half a tank, fill it up, you get better gas mileage. So when you're cruising along in your business and things are going good, look back over the past weeks and see what you're doing to make it go good. That'll motivate you to stay forward and upright with it. Or see what's not going good. It'll allow you to make a correction. So when you hit that detour, you know how to get back onto the main highway. It's really important that you take an interest in being better at what you're doing. And if you take that interest, you will find that discipline is something that we need every day. I read somewhere where discipline is like a muscle. You go to the gym, you work out, you build a muscle. Discipline is the same thing. You have to build that muscle. Because if you don't build it, okay, it won't work. It won't stay strong. Now, I don't know that there's a course for discipline building muscle or the discipline muscle building, however you want to say it. But I do know there's a course to keep yourself accountable. I know there's a way to hire coaches and mentors for business and for life to better yourself. But what I know most importantly is as an individual, you have to stop and recognize your weaknesses. And in order to do that, you have to write it out. You have to look at it. You have to examine it. You have to be honest with yourself. You have to be accountable to what it is you want to do and focus on it. They say that 5% of all athletes that are winners are usually the same 5%. They're at the finish line. And the reason they say that it happens is because 95% of the athletes that went to the race were hoping that they could get to the finish line. 5% of them said they will be there, and they showed up. Now, this short of running over your own family to get there, you have to stay persistent. There's a fine line there, but that discipline is really important. So if you're someone out there that has a struggle with that, I'd love talking to you more about it. I do free assessments. And what is a free assessment? In my world, a free assessment is you go to TonyGambone.com or you can go to workshop-wednesdays.com as well. Connect with me. Email me, Tony@TonyGambone. And let's set up a time to talk. Let's figure out what it is that you're doing, wrong or right, better or worse. Maybe you're confused. Maybe you're not sure. Maybe you just want to have a talk. Maybe you want to host your own radio show. Maybe you want to be a guest. I'm not sure. But one thing I'm sure of is if you contact me, I will make time to sit down with you for 30 minutes and go over what it is that you're doing in your business. Now, do I have all the right answers? No. I can tell you one thing I have. It's time to hear you, listen to you, and give you a outside view of what I'm hearing. Every one of us knows how to fix what we're doing. Every one of us knows that we have the only power to do it. But not every one of us realizes that having conversation with someone else that can point out what you're not seeing, is the ticket. So learn how to discipline yourself to be better. Learn how to leverage that into the next level. And folks, when you get to the next level, one thing I can tell you for sure, you will be able to help others from what you learned. Okay? And when you learn something, it's really important to share it with others. That's the reason you got to learn it. It wasn't because you were special. It's because you took the time out to learn. You allowed yourself the benefit to be better. And when you do that, it's important to know that others will benefit from it. And I know you're trying to do this just so you'll be better and you'll benefit. But I can tell you the big benefit is in helping others. That's what makes things happen. That's what makes things better. Most of you, I would say 95% of your successful business owners are the ones that are out there helping others. Okay, so if you're not willing to help others, it's really hard to gain benefit on your own. I just know that from study, from reading. You know, I read Success Magazine every month. I listen to their CDs. And what do? They interview successful people. And what are those people doing? They're coming to that magazine and they're telling you the tips that they've learned to better themselves. Now, of course, you can learn a little bit from that. But every once in a while, you're going to have to buy in and spend some money, put some skin in the game, and take a chance in getting better. Everyone out there with a program, it's probably a proven process. What's not proven is how dedicated or how disciplined you'll stay to doing the process. That's where the gold is. Being disciplined, being committed, and sticking to it until the end. Now, I want to just mention a couple things here about Tough Talk Radio Network. We are an organization that helps business owners, speakers and authors, people from all walks of life, market their message to the world. And we also help people by hosting and training them to host their own radio show. We have anything from do-it-yourself to we can do it all. Maybe we just need to hold your hand from time to time. But you can find out more by going to toughtalkradionetwork.com and click on every tab, shop around, start the growth process, learn more about what's out there. I'll give you a statistic that I just found. 143 million people per month in the year 2015 will be listening to internet radio. Amazing that many people are taking the time to download shows at their convenience to listen to them. It's the new way. And if you're someone out there that's a speaker and an author and you're looking to move your way out into the wide world of opportunity, okay, you're not going to be able to fly to all these places, and you can apply to all these organizations, and you can see about speaking, and maybe they'll pay you enough to cover your cost to fly there as well. But I can tell you one thing, doing an internet radio show, interviewing someone in Australia, and the second guest of the show being in New Jersey, you have covered a wide range of world, of space. And who knows who's going to tune into it. But what I do know for sure, people have been downloading shows month after month, month after month, month after month. And it never goes away because it's archived. So your message will never disappear. And much like everything else, you need to touch people multiple times in order for something to take place. This will be a good opportunity for you to start doing that. Now, maybe you're not ready to host your own show yet. Take advantage of being a guest on radio shows. Most shows don't charge. Well, I can tell you they're going to start charging. So get in now and get better at it. So when it does cost money to do it, you're a professional guest. You know how to market yourself. You know how to put yourself out there. Go to toughtalkradionetwork.com and opt in on the homepage and receive a 20-point checklist on how to be a guest on a radio show, how to gain benefit from that. And listen, just opt in. You don't have to keep subscribing. You can unsubscribe anytime you want. Get the information. When you learn about websites, go visit them. I can tell you something. If you're scrolling through Facebook looking for drama to read, funny videos, or whatever it is that you do, you can get a lot more growth out of your time by going to websites and seeing what other people are doing. What are they offering? How are they marketing themselves? What types of videos are they doing? Do they have video? Do they have books? Do they have workbooks, CDs, DVDs? What is it that they have? How are they marketing themselves? How could you compare yourself to that and do the same thing? You know, the trick in life is to make money while we're sleeping, right? And then the older you get, the more you want to sleep so you can make more money. But in order to do that, you need to start disciplining yourself now to create the products to get there. Internet radio is a free guest opportunity. The download is free. The audio, you can turn it into a lot of things. Check it out. Remember, if you want to talk more about it, email me, tony@tonygambone.com. I'd love to have a conversation with anyone that's looking to benefit themselves in growth. As much as I love doing it, I got to tell you, I'm a little selfish because it helps me grow as well. So I welcome the appointments or the assessments, as they call them, across the internet. I welcome the time to sit down and chat with you online, in person. It doesn't matter to me. So we got a great show lined up, as we always do on Workshop Wednesdays. I have a gentleman coming on today here in a little while named Derek Bowles. And, well, he's a inspirational inspirational, motivational, and a leadership speaker. Okay, he does some great stuff. He's written a book called Courage, The Courage, Learning How to Develop Lead. Okay, and there's a lot of things about leadership that we hear, that we read, and that we think we know. But the one thing I know about leadership is it takes a certain individual to do it. And in being a good leader comes a piece of you that has to be disciplined, accountable. You have to keep growing so you can stay up with it. There's just a whole bunch of stuff that you need to do. So you're going to learn a bunch today from Derek. We're going to get him up here in a little while, and my producer will let me know when that's going to take place. But in the meantime, I'm going to take a commercial break. When I come back, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about something passionate to my heart as well. It's called networking, business networking. We'll be right back after this here short break.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Join Judy Hoberman on her radio show, Selling in a Skirt, Mondays at noon central, for exciting discussions about challenges for women in today's society. The talk is about women in business, work and life balance, leadership, and current events related to gender communication. Be prepared to be inspired, motivated, and challenged. Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on the Tough Talk Radio Network is your connection to women nationally, internationally, and globally. So get comfy and see what the buzz is all about. Listen live on Mondays at noon by going to SellingInASkirtWithJudyHoberman.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio media, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Okay, welcome back to Workshop Wednesdays. My name is Tony Gambone. I'm the host every Wednesday from 10:30 to 11:30 Central Standard Time here in Houston, Texas. Now, as I mentioned before the break, this year they're saying that over 143 million people will listen to internet radio every month. What a great way to get a great reach around the world. So it's really important that you understand that you can take advantage of this just by being a guest, going on shows and marketing yourself, getting the message out there, sharing who you are and what you do for others. Now, I got to tell you, folks, one of the things that I really have close to my heart is networking. Tough Talk Network, you know, I founded that about 7 years ago. And we have the radio side of things, and we have the business networking side of things. And we have chapters in different parts of the state of Texas and outside the state of Texas as well. And one of the things that I'm real passionate about is, much like on the radio, is showing people how to build relationships. it's really important that you understand the value of it. You know, and a lot of people that I talk to go to networking groups for 3 months. They don't find any value in it. They say it doesn't work for them. Sometimes they'll go to a networking group for 6 months, and in that six-month period, they say they didn't get any more business out of it. So I've asked them, do you go every week or every time there's a scheduled meeting, do you go? Well, no, sometimes I have a client that I can meet with or a prospect that I might be able to get business from, or there's a different event that's doing something that I want to go check out. Okay, so it's great. I understand that. But one of the problems is when you're out there and, you know, you're in the networking arena, when you're trying to build business from a lunch or a breakfast meeting, okay, it's really important to be consistent. And in the beginning of the show, I talked about discipline and disciplining yourself to be a consistent networker visiting the same groups. Well, it just really means a lot. And I'll tell you why. There's a few reasons. One of them is that people that meet you there and don't see you there regularly are going to think that you're not serious about what you're doing because it's on again, off again. I made an analogy a couple of days ago when I was speaking to someone about networking. And one of the things I asked him was, when you are invited to someone's house for dinner, what's the first thing you ask? Can I bring something? Can I make something? And most of the times people say, no, bring your favorite beverage. So, you know, you go there and you eat and the food's great and the conversation's great and you know, you get up to start help cleaning up. You go, they're like, no, you're our guest, we have this. Okay, great. You leave and you're driving home and you say to your spouse, boy, wasn't that awesome? They just really just, you know, enjoyed having us there. It was great. We didn't have to, it was just really nice that people were that nice to us. Okay, so that's how you would hope a dinner plan goes. Okay, and I'm gonna compare this to networking in a second, but there's the other side of the coin. The person invites you to dinner. You don't ask what you could bring. You show up. You drink all the wine. You don't help clean up or even offer. Okay, and you're ready to leave once dinner is over. So, to me, I would have to think that you're not going to get invited back because what was the fun in it? For you, it was a great meal, got some wine, someone cooked, did all the stuff, and we're gone. Okay, great. It's probably not a relationship that's going to grow. So let's compare that to networking. You join a business network. I don't know, maybe you pay $250 a year, pay $20 a visit. So when you go there, you go in with the attitude that you're going to drink all the wine, eat all the food, and leave. Not make anything happen. So when you're on Facebook scrolling around wasting time and you met someone at a networking group and you know that they're interested in something and you come across something that could be good for them to see, you share it with them. Maybe it's an article you're reading. You share it with them. Maybe it's something you read in a book or a book that you read because you got to know them a little bit. You brought them the book the next time. What do you think is going to happen? The person that shows up, eats lunch, shakes a few hands, hands out 100 business cards and leaves versus someone that remembered that Jane was really into learning more about leadership and you had a book that you just read by John Maxwell and you brought it to her to borrow to read. Or you bought it and gave it to her. Or there was something you seen in a blog or an article or a video that you sent to them in between visits. You are starting to build a relationship that's going to last a long time. So if you're not willing to commit to doing networking properly, it's kind of like your business. If you're not willing to commit to being disciplined to build your business properly and help others along the way, don't do it. Go get a job. That way when you come home and you're complaining, you have a legitimate complaint because you're just following someone else's dream and not your own. But if you want to live that dream, there's a lot more to it than getting cards printed up, showing up at an event, standing there like you're somebody important and expecting everybody to fall down and hand you business. So always remember, when you go to a networking group, it's like inviting someone over to your house for dinner. When they offer to help, you offer to bring them back again because you know that they cared and enjoyed and respected the fact that you invited them into your home. So when you're sitting in some breakfast or lunch, respect the person next to you. Ask them to meet afterwards. Get to know them. Maybe you have children that are the same age, grandchildren. Maybe you had a past in the corporate world or in the business world that's relatable. Who knows? Maybe your kids are in the same school together. You'll never know how important it is to build a relationship to grow your business until you do it. So I'm going to get off my soapbox. I'm going to take a commercial break. I'm going to come back with my guest, a gentleman by the name of Derek Bowles. We're going to learn about leadership. And, folks, I can tell you something about leadership that I learned. It's just not on the job, okay? It's not something you leave in the car when you come into the house. It's examples in your own home that will show leadership to your children and your family. It's leadership that you present as an example that will make your spouse look up to you as the person that takes care of their family. Leadership to people on the job is giving people the tools they need, okay, and being understanding and not managing them, but allowing them to become leaders themselves. We're going to learn a whole bunch more about that from Derek Bowles as soon as we come back from this here short commercial break. So stay tuned. Fill up the coffee. Get another bottle of water. But most importantly, get a pad and a pencil out because you're going to need to take some notes here. We'll be right back after this break.
So you think you're tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Sism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
Okay, so welcome back to Workshop Wednesdays. My name is Tony Gambone, the host of the show every week here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. You can be a guest on the show by going to Workshop-Wednesdays.com and register to be a guest. Select a date that's available that fits your schedule. Now make sure when you come into the show, you're bringing something of quality for the listeners to gain opportunity from. And I don't mean to be able to gain opportunity to join your program, but to learn from what you're doing. And that will bring them to joining your program. Okay, so my guest today is a gentleman by the name of Derek Bowles. And, well, as I mentioned, he's an inspiration, motivation, and leadership speaker. He's a professional speaker and author. He's done quite a few things. If you go to his website, DerekBowles.com, you'll see right on the front page, you're standing there with Tony Dungy, one of my favorite people. I read his devotional every morning. But Derek is recognized as a thought leader in the human development and organizational behavior. He is known for his expertise in leadership and his authentic learning training models. So I want to bring Derek up on the show and allow him to explain more about himself. So, Derek, welcome to the show.
Hey, Tony. How are you doing?
I am doing fantastic. Thanks for asking. How are you today?
I'm busy, but I am excited to have this conversation and honored that you're having me on the show.
Well, it's always our pleasure to spread the word of what other people are doing. So, you know, I read a little bit about you in your bio here, and I want to get a little deeper into that. But first, I'd like to let people know where you're calling in from and where you're from originally.
Okay, so I'm calling in from Denver. I am actually in the Denver airport, so you will hear a little bit of background noise. I'm originally from Detroit, and I live in Boise, Idaho, so that's a very broad spectrum. I just kind of painted for you.
Yeah, so, I mean, everybody knows that Detroit took a little bit of turn, but being a leadership expert, okay, and being the person that you are, a thought leader, what brought you to Boise, Idaho?
You know, I talk a lot about things that are much bigger than us in leadership, and part of that for me has been my faith. And so there was something much bigger that was in play to get me to go from Detroit, Michigan to Pocatello, Idaho, to do actually education. So that's what brought me there, was to continue my education.
Okay, so, I mean, a lot of people pick a city that has a lot of bells and whistles after you say the name of it. So I find that interesting, and I find that very respectful that you took faith over the bells and whistles, because that's not recognized too often in today's market. Bells and whistles seem to sell a little bit more short-term anyway. So let me ask you, Dirk, tell me the road that you traveled to get there. I mean, you got out of college, went to high school. I mean, what brought you to this point in your life where you were able to teach what you teach?
You know, it's been a number of factors, Tony. It's been a number of what I call turning points in my life, or really, really moments that just have you reflect on what it is you're supposed to be doing. And so, you know, coming out of Detroit, as you know, the population in Detroit went from 1.5 million to 900,000 in the blink of an eye, and just really a community and city that's really trying to rebound and has a lot of despair. And so, you know, seeing that and having that be part of my culture and my environment on a daily basis, part of it was, is there something else, right? Is there something more that I am missing or not getting exposure to that isn't just this environment I'm in right now? So part of it was curiosity. Part of it was feeling like there was something bigger. And, you know, we talked about me going to school at Idaho State University in Pocatello. You know, one of the things that people don't understand is, you know, transitioning from Detroit to Pocatello is a culture shock. And a lot of my peers and friends and people I grew up with, they made fun of me, right? They said, you're going to Idaho. And then they were mistaken and say, oh, he's going to Iowa State, right? So there was no real respect for my decision, but I didn't do what everybody else did, which I think is part of that journey, right? I think part of not following what everybody else is doing automatically classifies you as a leader, even if you're going by yourself.
I like that, man, because, you know, as I mentioned, in today's market, bells and whistles, you know, it's kind of like, you know, watching TV, sex sells now, I guess, you know, it always has, but it's kind of frustrating to see what's on television. It's kind of frustrating to see what people are following, and it's really a good moment when you can see someone that sees bigger than that and takes that journey, no matter what the people closest to them were saying. So, question for you is, in this decision-making to be following the path, no matter what it looks like to others, what are the rewards of that?
Yeah, you know, I'm reaping the benefits and the rewards of multiple decisions, Tony, and one of them is, you know, I feel like, you know, I spoke about faith. I feel like there are rewards for being faithful, right? There are rewards for actually walking in a space where fear exists, being criticized. People are not, you know, like you said, the closest ones to you aren't supporting you, but you know in your heart you're supposed to do it, and it's the right thing to do. And so the rewards have been unbelievable. You know, I've been able to go from pretty much Detroit and being considered at risk, if anybody can classify what that term means, to traveling across the world, working with influential leaders in multiple industries, and now I have a international campaign challenging communities across the world to stand up and be better. And so I'm the voice, I'm the face, I'm the spokesperson for a movement that all started because, you know, really going back in time, I chose to go to a school that was in the middle of nowhere and didn't have all the bells and whistles, as you say.
That's very good. Now, I see on your website, and I want to mention your website again, DerekBowles.com. And if people don't take advantage of looking at the website, you know, well, I don't know why you're listening to the show, because this is where you learn. The website's got all the information. I see on your banner that you speak, well, I mentioned Tony Dungy. Can we talk about that? He's one of my favorite people.
Sure.
How'd you meet him?
It goes again to being faithful. You know, I don't want to name drop or try to do any of that stuff, but, you know, God has really blessed me with some unbelievable relationships and access, you know, not just relationships, but being able to have conversations and learn and be mentored and really kind of help frame some of the things that I'm not sure about. So I'm a student, and so one of my really close friends played for Coach Dempsey in the NFL, and as God would have it, we did some work with Coach, and he just connected. And it ended up that him and my high school coach knew each other. He's from Michigan. He actually went to Jackson High School in Michigan and ended up going to the University of Minnesota. But long story short, those connections started to happen that neither one of us would have never thought.
Mm. That's really cool. I mean, that is just, you know, I mentioned that I've been reading Tony Dungy's book. I read his, one of my devotionals that I read in the morning is Tony Dungy, and he's an awesome guy. He's got a great character, and he's someone to mentor yourself after. So I see you talking to a group of students in a gymnasium on bleachers. So youth development, tell me about that.
You know, We have such an issue, Tony, with our young people. It's frightening how passive and apathetic we're being about it. And so, you know, part of it is our young people are similar to what you were discussing earlier in the show. So you want to be a great leader, we have to have people who model leadership. You want to be a great family man, you have to earn that respect within your family and the trust from your wife and your children to be in that position. And so the generation of young people now are really lost because we don't have those models. You know, I do a lot of work, not just with youth, but with educators. And a lot of times when we do in-services or professional development, the first question I ask them, and this is educators, mind you, how many of you see yourselves as leaders? And normally I get between 30 and 40% of the room will raise their hand. So that means that 70 to 60% of our educators, people who are pouring into our young people, don't even see themselves as a leader. So how can they help lead and build the next generation? And so I talk to young people about truth. I talk to them about challenges of being a young person. I talk to them about pitfalls that exist. I talk to them about critical thinking and how one decision can determine the path and the end journey of their life. And that's really heavy when they start thinking about it. They're like, really? One decision can change my entire path? And I'm like, absolutely. Absolutely. So I spent, I want to say last year I spoke to 80,000 youth across the country. This year I'm already at about 30,000 kids. I do school assemblies with middle school and high schools all over the country.
Hmm. That's awesome, because at the end of the day, man, you know, as we get older, that's who's going to be taking care of us. I always say, you know, it's good to raise good children because sooner or later one of them is going to have to take care of you, so you don't want to make too many mistakes as you're practicing that process. And life is kind of the same way with the people that you meet, whether it's in the corporate setting, the community, or in your own business. It's really important to remember the ripple effect you're going to have. You know, I like to talk about the Bible says you reap what you sow, and I think that they should have put in parentheses good and bad, but, you know, you really do get what you put out there, so it's important. So tell me, there's programs. Well, I know what I want to talk about first before we go to programs, the book. Tell everybody about the book, because I want them to be able to go purchase it. So what is the book about? What made you decide to write it, and where can they get it?
Sure. Well, I was carrying around this title for about 2 years, The Courage to Lead. And more than anything, I feel like this book came out of trying to teach and remind people that leadership is really earned, right? You have to, like, you have to earn the right to lead people. And so I wanted to write a framework and give some context, tell some personal stories around the five C's of leadership. And so the first one, obviously, is courage. Nobody talks about compassion, but, you know, it is a big deal in leadership. And then the third one is common sense, right? Like, you know, we talk about common sense being easy decisions, but right now, if you just watch on a day-to-day basis, we don't have a lot of common sense. And then the final, you know, the fourth one is critical thinking. And people, you know, when I talk to young people and I tell them about the impact of their decision-making, you know, do you get in the car with your buddy who's been drinking? Do you go to the house party where there are no adult supervision, there aren't no parents, and go, hey, those are decisions that can impact your entire life. And so we just try to lay a framework for what it is that leadership looks like and provide, you know, the five C's. And the final C is character. And so, you know, I really relate character to integrity, and if you think about, you know, who you are and your mission statement in life and how you're on purpose with that, people will respect that and potentially follow you.
So compassion, character, critical thinking, common sense. Well, that's a big word there, common sense. It's probably bigger than the whole book itself. And courage, which is lost a lot of times just because of the environment that we live in. You know, Derek, I speak off of my background in the casino business for 20 years off the word gamble, which is an acronym for growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, and enjoyment. And I find, much like the words that you used, okay, in your description in your book, so many people, you're going at it the same target in a different direction, but so many people need help with that because of our day-to-day environment. Long term, okay, well, let me ask you, do you have children?
I do have children. I have four beautiful children, 13 to 3 months. So I have the whole range of little ones.
Yeah, you about lost your mind. well,
now,
not yet,
you, Tony,
but you're going to, and the good news is that'll create another book. So what I was going to say to you is this book will leave a legacy behind you for your children no matter what, because I think things like this, I think when people take a stance and teach what they've learned at whatever age, it really does leave a path behind us that will, well, you know, generations after you're gone will not understand your words unless it's written down. So, question, when's the next book coming?
Great, great question. I am working on it now. You know, I've talked to, and again, God has really blessed me with some unbelievable relationships, but I ended up having an opportunity to open up and speak before Jack Canfield. And if you know who Jack Canfield is, he wrote the Chicken Soup for the Soul series and et cetera.
Yeah, we've had him on the show.
And so Jack, after I spoke, said, man, who are you, right? He didn't know me. I'm some large black guy that got on the stage shocked the crowd with the message, and he said, when's your first book? So that was before I wrote The Courage to Lead. And then I finished it, and then he said, now, as soon as you finish, you better start on your second book. And so I'm a student. If somebody like that is giving you advice and telling you what you should do, you should do it. And so I'm already into the second book. I feel like I've learned a lot from the first book, and there are some things that I want to make sure I put out to the community and to our society that I think is valuable.
Okay, so just one more seed to plant in you, okay, because I can tell you right now, You know, we do compilation books here at Tough Talk, and I've written my own story. And one of the things that I found that empowered people the most is writing a book about who you are and how you got to where you are. So when you leave that crowd, you don't leave that crowd. They have something to take home with you and be reminded of. So think about putting your story in the book, not just, you know, bits and pieces, but your journey from, you know, a little guy all the way up to the guy that met Jack Canfield on stage and Tony Dungy. That's the stuff that I think that young children can take away and understand more about you, because they can relate to some of the things that you went through. And they don't get all that on stage.
No, I that's great insight, Tony, and I will take that and put it in my pocket, because I think there is a story that you know, hopefully before it's all said and done, it will have made an impact for the better in our world, in our society.
Well, there's no doubt about it. You're on the path to improve. And not only do we improve ourselves every day, I find that empowering others is so much more empowering to ourselves than we ever imagined when we started out on that journey. So I think that you're just getting started. And tell us about what's Stand Up America. Can you tell people? I know they can go to Stand Up or Stand-Up America.com and learn more, but tell them about that.
Well, you know, really, and I'll go back to our young people. You know, Tony, sometimes, and I'm sure you can relate to this, there are certain thresholds you get to and you are fed up. You're just like, I'm no longer talking about this. I'm no longer saying I'm getting ready to do something. And that is the genesis of Stand Up America. You know, the elliptical bikes that you can ride in the gym, that you can get your cardio on, they created an elliptical bike that you can ride on the road that you have to stand up on. And so I went and talked to the owners and the creators and the founders of this bike, and I said, I'm getting ready to ride a bike across America to challenge our country to stand up and be better. I want to challenge our young people. I want to challenge our educators, our business leaders, our civil authority. As you can see right now, it's a hot mess what's happening with law enforcement in the community and in the faith-based community. I feel like we need to have a conversation about, you know, what's happening. Why are people not, you know, connected to, you know, why aren't we going to church? Why aren't we having congregations anymore? And so I rode a stand-up elliptical from San Diego to New Orleans, 1,892 miles, standing up, and it started something. And it resonated with people because it was a tremendous sacrifice. When I say, you know, you ask me if I had children, I have a beautiful wife, beautiful children. And so I was gone for 60 days riding across the country to launch this campaign.
So you rode standing up?
Absolutely.
Oh, man. Man, so
absolutely.
Now, are you a previous athlete?
I am. But I will tell you this. When I started the journey out, I am 6'5", 310 pounds. So I'm not a petite person. I'm not a my girlish figure is not as tight as it was, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. So did you have a car following you? I mean, was there a bus? I mean, how did that take place? Because, I mean, that's a great idea, right? It's a great marketing, publicity. A lot of good things can happen. And, you know, that's something like people sit and talk about. But you actually did it. So, like, the planning process of that, I mean, that's pretty incredible.
Well, I'll tell you what, and you know, so let's go back to the beginning of our call and think about Idaho State and going from Detroit and facing criticism and fear and not knowing. All of that same stuff exists. When I was launching this campaign, there were so many naysayers, even really close people to me who were going, man, you're crazy. What are you doing? Why are you doing, you know? And I had to, you know, and this is a teachable moment for our listeners. When you have negative people in your space, in the conversation, you have to be very careful how much time you give them to occupy your mind, because your mind is very powerful. And so if you start to believe any of those ideas that they're planting or seeds, they will take shape, and what they're saying will come to pass. And so I had to cut a lot of people out of the conversation, not only before the ride, but actually during the ride, because it was, you know, it's a very dangerous deal, right? You got semi-trucks going by you at 75 miles per hour. You got the elements. You got, you know, distracted driving. You got people who are just up to no good. I mean, all of that stuff existed, my friend. And I'll tell you what, we had an RV that followed me, and the model was simple. I would ride 20 to 25 miles in front of the RV, and then they would follow me, to follow my trek, make sure I wasn't off on the side of the road anywhere, and then we would rest. And then we would do that again and rest. And we would do that all day between 5 and 8 hours every day.
Wow. That's very cool. There's another book, man. That's another book. Holy cow, that's incredible. So, you know, I like it because I always relate it to, you know, Satan plays in some pretty extravagant places, and a lot of times, you know, the naysayers show up by the power of him, and a lot of times as the human being, we're willing to quit. We just need a good enough reason. So much like becoming successful, sometimes you have to leave people behind to stay successful. So hats off to you, man. Great job.
Thank
and
you.
Unfortunately, we're out of time. So one of the things I like to ask all my guests, okay, it's 2015. It's April 15th, okay? But the fact is, what's a nugget that you can leave them today that will help them this year?
You know, I think something I would tell people is I would leave them with a question. Okay, Tony? So the question I would leave to the listeners that I think will be invaluable is, are you who you say you are? Now, I'm going to say it again because people need to put it in the right context. Are you who you say you are? And if you ask yourself that question, when you wake up in the morning and when you go to sleep at night, only good things are going to happen, because I don't know anybody in my circle of friends or anybody that I know that thinks that they're a horrible person or a cheat or a liar or any of those negative things. Everybody, which I think is amusing, really thinks that they're good people. So if you're a good person, are you who you say you are?
That's a great challenge, man. And so if you are who you say you are, what would be your next question to them?
Well, I don't know if it would be a question. I just think all of the things that you want, all of the things that's been put inside of you, all of that stuff will come to fruition. All that stuff will come to pass. And I say that because even going back to, like you said, you got to have a pretty important reason to navigate to success in business. You got to have a pretty important why to ride across the country. All of those things came from that question: am I who I say I am? And so I can't live with myself, right, if I'm lying to myself. And so it's almost a conviction that takes place if you really honestly answer that question, which will ultimately make you be better.
Well, man, I love it, and I do appreciate your time today. We're going to have you back on the show because I got lots more questions, and I just wish you the best of luck. And I want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you for spending time with our listeners today as well.
No, Tony, I just want to thank you for the time, and I look forward to connecting with you offline, because maybe God's got something for us, brother.
I hear you, and that'll happen. You'll see. I will reach out, and I appreciate you.
All right. You be blessed.
All right, you too. And, folks, we're up against the clock. I got seconds left, so I'm going to say goodbye. Make sure to go to DerrickBowles.com. Derrick, D-R-R-I-C-K, Bowles, B-O-L-E-S.com. Check him out, connect with him, and learn more. That's our show for today, and I hope everybody has a great week.
This has been another edition of Workshop Wednesdays, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.